السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله، الحمد لله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى استيز من سورة البقرة after inviting to his worship and to believing in the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and what was revealed to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us reasons for this call of worship. The reason we are to worship him is that he created us and those before us. And he created for us the heavens and the earth and everything that is within the earth. And then we said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged the disbelievers by saying that if you are in doubt about what we have revealed to our messenger, فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ, then bring forth a surah, a chapter like the chapters of the Quran, and call all of your helpers and supporters other than Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you cannot do so, and you will not be able to do so, you will never be able to produce a surah or the like of a surah, then fear hellfire. So there is a warning of punishment for disbelief and disobedience. And then there is a good news, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, good news for those who believe and do good deeds, that they will enter paradise. Following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions, and following that, he says, how can you deny God? You were dead, he brought you to life. كُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ, then he will cause you to die. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ, then he will cause you to be resurrected. He will resurrect you. ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, and after resurrection you will be returned to him, and each one will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Allah is doing what? He's listing all of the favors upon humanity. In return, he is asking us to worship him. And now he will show us how, and he will inform us how he honored Adam alayhi salam. Another reason for worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that he created the humankind, but he also elevated the status and honored the humankind. And so he says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Remember when your Lord said to the angels, I am going to place a successive human authority on earth. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. And so, the status of the human being is so great that Allah is speaking of his intention to create, and he's speaking of this human being before his existence. And he's informing whom? The angels. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Khalifa here has a number of meanings that Mufassirin have suggested. One of them is that he is Khalifa, that this human being is going to implement the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the laws of Allah on earth. And so he is representing Allah on earth. This is one, Khalifa. Or Khalifa is that the human progeny is going to be successive. That Adam will be created, and from Adam there will be offspring and children, and then that generation will produce another generation, and one generation will come one after the other. So they are what? Successing one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, because we said tafsir is taken from Quran. And so in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in relation to this meaning, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَكُمْ خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ. He has made you successes, or one generation comes after the other. خَلَائِفَ الْأَرْضِ. Others said that perhaps the meaning is that before creating the human being and bringing Adam down to earth, there was other creation on earth. that Allah removed and then he placed Adam. And so Adam is what? Successing the creation that was on earth came after a different creation that was on earth before him. Allah knows. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. The best of all those three meanings is that Adam is representing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth by doing what? By obeying him and implementing his law. Because then you are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ. قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ. They asked Allah, will you place in it someone who will spread corruption there and shed blood while we glorify your praises and proclaim your holiness? وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this announcement, angels questioned. They said, Ya Allah, are you going to place in this world a creation that is going to cause corruption and bloodshed? Mufassirin say, how do the angels know this? They say either because Adam was created from clay, and they saw that in the nature of Adam there is the possibility of disobedience, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in him, is going to place in him desire, not like the angels who have no desire. This is one possibility. The other is, Mufassirin say, perhaps that the creation that was dwelling on earth before Adam were causing corruption and causing bloodshed. And so the angels are saying, Ya Allah, if you send another creation, they are going to do the same as the previous one.
Jinn
and shayateen, yes. Because obviously we know that Iblis is already created, and so his Iblis and his progeny are already existing. But this question is not one of, they are not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are seeking to understand the wisdom behind this decision to place a khalifa on earth. Okay, because there are two ways of questioning. One is when you know better, and you're questioning in saying that your decision is wrong, Ya Allah. But this is not the meaning. The meaning is we are seeking to understand. Just like Ibrahim said, that he said, Rabbi arini kayfa tuhyi al-mawta. He questioned Allah by saying, show me how you bring the dead back to life. He said, awalam tu'min, you don't believe. He says, absolutely, I believe. But I want to know how. And then they said that the human being, this Khalifa, is going to cause corruption and bloodshed. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. We are glorifying your praises and proclaiming your holiness. That we are in worship. And so what is the meaning of creating this human being? What is going to be what is the purpose of this human being? If we are already worshipping you and praising you, if you are creating this human being to worship you and praise you, then we are doing that, right? نَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ. This is not, as we are going to see, Shaitan saying, I am better than he. The angels are not saying that we are better than Adam, but they are saying we are already fulfilling this function of worship. And so perhaps, instead of creating another creation and placing them on earth, some Mufassirin say that the angels asked of Allah to place them on earth and so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth. These are stipulations, right? But anyway, the angels are informing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that what we know is that this Khalifa and this creation of yours, there is a possibility of it, of this creation being corrupted and going to cause corruption on earth and bloodshed. while we are worshipping you and we are glorifying you. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ. نُسَبِّحُ, تَسْبِيح, is to declare Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be free from any bad characteristic. تنزيه. تنزيه. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from any bad trait. This is when you say subhanallah, we translate it as glory be to Allah, because there is no word to translate tasbih. But tasbih essentially is you are saying Allah has no partner, Allah has no equal, Allah has no wife, Allah has no children, Allah has no end, Allah has no limitation. This is the meaning of subhanallah. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ is to praise Allah. You know, when you say subhanallah wa bihamdih, it means I declare that Allah is free from what does not befit him while I am praising him. Hamd is to praise with love, and to describe the one who is praised with characteristics of completeness, right? Hamd, that he is complete in every sense, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one is tanzih, to say that Allah is free from certain traits, and then praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for other traits and sifat, characteristics. وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكْ. Taqdis is holiness, to declare the holiness of Allah. And so tasbih and tahmid is usually done by the tongue. Taqdis is more something that is within the heart, that you declared what? You declared the holiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is sacred and holy. And so this is found in ruku', what do we say? One of the du'a, subhana rabbi al-azim, obviously. And then subbuhun quddusun. Quddusun is holy, sacred, muqaddas, sacred. This is where it comes from. Al-ardu al-muqaddasa. Udkhulu al-ardu al-muqaddasa allati kataballahu lakum. Enter the sacred land. Right? So taqdisu. Wa nuqaddisu lak. قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. Allah responded, I know what you do not know. Mufassirin say, firstly, from this verse we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. There is a kalam to Allah, a speech to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah says qala, and he's having a dialogue with the angels. So Allah speaks, number one. Number two is that the wisdom of Allah and the knowledge of Allah cannot be encompassed, not even by the angels. And I said, أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Number three is that the creation of Allah is demanded to do what? To submit to Allah. He did not go into conversation about explaining to them what is the wisdom. No one questions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is enough for him to say, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. And Allah says this to the human being. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He mentions a command and then he says, Allah knows and you do not know. So abide by the command of Allah and do not question it. And if you fail to understand the wisdom, it's because of the limitation of your mind and your knowledge. Okay. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. I know what you do not know. What is it that Allah knows?
Everything.
Yeah, but specifically here. They are saying the human is going to be corrupt, is going to shed blood. Yeah, but what else does he know about the future? Allah knows that by creating Adam and placing him on earth, he's going to send messengers and he's going to send prophets. And through them, people are going to connect to Allah. And so there will be awliya, saints, and there will be shuhada, martyrs. Right? Salihin, righteous people. And all of these Although ulama debate about this, but anbiya are better than anbiya and rusul are better than angels, according to a large group of scholars. That anbiya are better than, the evidence is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ascended to a level higher than that of Jibreel. Jibreel had to stop. Rasulullah said, "Ya Jibreel, you're leaving me here. I don't know where I need." He said, "Well, I cannot go any further. This is the command of Allah." Right? And so Rasulullah was brought. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that He's going to place Adam on earth, and from the progeny of Adam, all of this goodness is going to stem, come out from Adam alayhi salam. Rusul, messengers, anbiya, prophets, to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give guidance and revelation, and then their followers are going to be righteous, they're going to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're going to refrain from the disobedience of Allah. When they disobey, they're going to repent to Allah, because this is beloved to Allah, and angels don't commit sin. Right? And then they're going to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show thankfulness for His blessings. They will be patient in the face of difficulty and harm, and all of these meanings. So Allah is saying to angels, إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Following that, He said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Adam the names of all things. So the first honoring is that Allah mentions Adam to the angels before He created him. When the angels question Allah about the creation of Adam and the purpose, Allah says what? أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. He asks them to submit to His will and to His wisdom. This is one honor. And then the second is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam alayhi salam the knowledge that angels did not have. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَى. We will see that after this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to speak about His command to angels to prostrate to Adam. This happened first. Allah created Adam, then He placed, he formed Adam, then placed the soul in Adam. Actually, before He placed the soul in Adam, He commanded the angels to prostrate to Adam, then He placed the soul in Adam, and then Allah questioned the angels. Right? But the order here in Surah Al-Baqarah is that Allah mentions first the teaching of Adam, that He taught Adam the names of all things. Why? Because it's connected to the questioning of angels. It is an answer to the question of angels. That, Ya Allah, what is the purpose of this creation? And we are worshipping. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yes, but this creation has knowledge that you do not have. And so realize that my knowledge, if you did not have this knowledge that I have given to Adam, then how can you question me about what I want to do and what I intend to do? My wisdom is, cannot be encompassed. He taught Adam the names of all things. Mufassirin say all things meaning jamadat, non-living things, like a mountain and a tree and the sun and the moon and things of that sort. Right? Non-living things, nabatat, vegetation and plants, hayawanat, animals, to the extent that he knew the names of the angels. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Adam alayhi salam, He taught Adam the names of all things, then He presented them to the angels. He presented these things to the angels, these creations, and He said, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Tell me the names of these, if what you say is true. Excuse meaning, me. If you claim,
this is gamma. أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ the gamma, Adam gamma.
No. أَنْبِئُونِي, He's saying to the angels. أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ, the things, the creation, the different creations. And if you have something, you can say it. So what is هَؤُلَاءِ then? This is one meaning. We'll come to it. Good that you mentioned it, because I will remember now. Anyway, so Mufassirin say that either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala presented the creation, different creations to the angels, and he said, can you tell me the names of these things? If what you say is true, meaning if you are claiming knowledge, then inform me of, you are claiming that you know that Adam is going to cause corruption on earth and he's going to cause bloodshed. You're claiming a knowledge that you do not have. And so if your claim is true that you possess knowledge, then inform me of the names of these things, right? And as the brother said, another possibility is that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and from Adam he extracted his what? His dhurriyah, his progeny, right? The souls of all human beings that are going to live until the day of Qiyamah. And so that when he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the angels, he says, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ. He asked the angels to name, to give the names of these people, meaning the progeny of Adam. Now, if you don't know the names of the progeny of Adam, how do you know what they are going to do? That they are going to cause corruption and they are going to cause bloodshed and all of these things. How can you claim that, right? So he taught Adam the names of all things. Then he presented them to the angels and said, tell me the names of these if you say, if what you say is true. They replied, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you. لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. This is what realization and acceptance and submission. That, Ya Allah, that questioning was not right on our part. We should not question the wisdom, because we do not have that, we do not have knowledge other than what you have given us. قَالُوا لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا سُبْحَانَكَ. Glory be to you. لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. You are truly the all-knowing, all-wise. They are what? Accepting that in the creation of Adam and placing him as Khalifa on earth, that is what? Allah is doing this with knowledge and wisdom. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Now Allah is going to honor Adam. He said, يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Inform them of their names. Allah said, O Adam, inform them of their names. Of their names, i.e., like we said, two possibilities. One is the names of the creation, including the malaika, or it is the names of his progeny. Because, you know, there is a hadith where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displayed the progeny of Adam, the souls, and he saw like a soul that was shining. And he said, Ya Allah, who is this? He said, this is one of your servant, one of your progeny, one of your children, Dawood. So he said, Ya Allah, you know, give him some years from my life. Grant him some years from my life. And so they say that when Adam's time of death came, he said, oh, well, I still have some time. And the angel of death said, no, you gave those years to Dawood, alayhi salam. Anyway, قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم. يا آدم, inform them of their names. You know, it's like when you know that your child knows the answer to something. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And then you ask other children, okay, or you know the person who is close to you, and you want to show that this person knows. So you first ask the audience and say, oh, do you know the answer to this? And they say, لا علم لنا, we do not know. Come on, tell them now. So it is what? In order to honor Adam alayhi salam, that Allah has granted him a knowledge that was not given to the malaika, the angels. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Inform them of their names. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. Then when Adam did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, did I not tell you, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth. The secrets. Part of the secrets is the ghaib, what is going to happen in the future. أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Did I not tell you that I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth? وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ. And I know what you reveal and what you conceal.
مَا تُبْدُونَ.
تَكْتُمُونَ. Concealing. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ, yeah, كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. Concealing. Kitman is to hide something. So tubduna is what you are saying. Taktumuna is what is in your hearts. But in all of this conversation, Mufassirin say that the angels cannot disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so anything they said, their questioning and their statement that we are worshipping you and this human being is going to cause these problems, it's not pride, it's not kibr, because this is not permissible for angels. They are always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, I know the secrets of the heavens and the earth, and I know what you reveal and what you conceal. Some mufassirin say that one meaning of this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing, he's saying this after he commanded angels to prostrate and Iblis refused. So Allah says, I know that most of you are going to be obedient, but one of you is concealing what? Pride and disobedience. And so I commanded you to prostrate to Adam in order to reveal why Shaytan is going to be thrown away from the mercy of Allah. Because so far Shaytan is, he's towing the line, right? He's worshipping Allah, he's in the company of angels, he seems obedient and a saint. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, I know what he is concealing, so I'm going to bring it forward. وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. This is a third honoring of the human being. At the time of inception, at the time of creation, we said Allah mentions him before creation. Then when he mentions him, when he creates him, he grants him of what? His knowledge. And then he commands the angels to prostrate. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. Prostrate before Adam. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا Iblis. So they all did, but not Iblis. اسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Who refused and acted arrogantly, becoming unfaithful. Prostration here means, some Mufassirin say, prostration means to bow. It is not the prostration of the forehead on the floor. This is not the meaning, but rather the meaning is bowing. And they use as example that when Yusuf alayhi salam, this is not a prostration or a bowing of worship, but it is one of displaying honor and respect, showing honor and respect. And this was perhaps permissible before, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it haram because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a sahabi radiallahu anhu traveled to Sham, and he saw that, you know, the people of Sham were bowing before the, you know, their leaders or the priests and people of authority. And so when he came, he said, well, if these people are bowing, then I'm going to bow to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he is more deserving. So when he did, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked him and said, do not do that. For in Islam, you are only to bow and prostrate before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here, the bowing or the prostration is what it is, to show respect. But at the same time, it is an act of worship to Allah, because Allah commands, right? Just like we face the Kaaba, we prostrate and we bow before the Kaaba. It is what? A command of Allah. It is done for Allah, but the direction is. And so likewise, this prostration is for Allah, obedience to Allah, not obedience to Adam. Because Adam is a creation and the angels are creation and Iblis is creation. And so they are all equal in that sense, right? But it is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where is Iblis, la'anahu Allah, is going to what? With his logic, he's going to miss. That this is actually what? Obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah has commanded, then who am I to question? I fulfill the command of Allah. Yes, brother. Some have said that Shaytan is, you know, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ أُسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ, and then he mentioned Iblis, that Iblis was part of the angels, and so he was an angel. And this is Israeli, if you like, because this is the belief of perhaps the Christians, that they name Shaitan is what, the fallen angel, right? But in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other places, he says, كان من الجن. He was from the jinn. Now, the people who claim he was an angel, they say, actually, he was an angel, but he is not like an angel like Jibreel and Mikael. That there's a different type of angel that are what? Called jinn. And they say, you know, these are... I did not want to delve in this, but they say they're called jinn because they were the gatekeepers of Jannah, or because they were created from smokeless fire, but they are actually angels. You know, a lot of conversation, but the truth of the matter is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not tell us, he differentiates between the angels who are created from light and who do not disobey Allah. And so if Iblis was an angel, then how did he disobey Allah when Allah says, they don't disobey me? Okay, and so the people who claim that he is an angel, they did so because they said, well, why did Iblis fall under the command of Allah when he is not an angel? But being in the company of angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala required of him to do what? To fulfill the command, right? Because he was in that company, and the direction, the command was directed to the whole company of angels, including those that are with them, and that is Iblis.
Yes, it was my question. If he is an angel, then how he
disobeyed?
Mm.
Yeah. So the strongest or the most likeliness is that he is not, and this is clear from the verse. Yeah, and actually, those who claim that he was an angel, and this specific type of angel is known as jinn, they say what? وَجَعَلُوا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْجِنَّةِ نَسَبًا. That, you know, they claim, the Quraysh claim that the angels are the daughters of Allah. And so they say that al-jinnah here, it's not the normal jinn of the earth, but rather the angels that are known as jinnah. But this is a detail that is not needed. All we know, and everybody agrees on, is that Iblis at the time of the command was in the company of angels. And he himself, he understood and he knew well that Allah commanded him to prostrate. Why? Because he's going to argue and justify his position. Right? He's going to argue and justify. And so he understood that Allah commanded him to prostrate to Adam alongside the angels. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate before Adam. So they all did, but not Iblis. Iblis is the name of Shaitan after he was pushed away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? Some say that his name was Azazil. Illa Iblis. Aba. Refused. You can only refuse something if you know that you are ordered to do something, right? And so it's not the case that Iblis said, oh, well, I didn't realize that you commanded me, you told the angels. Huh? No, he realized because he refused. Aba wastakbara, and acted arrogantly. Wa kana min al-kafirin, and he became from the unfaithful deniers. Istakbara? Arrogant. قال أنا خير منه. I am better than Adam. The first sin, first act of disobedience, what drove Shaitan away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eternally. استكبر. I am better than he. خلقتني من نار. You created me from fire. وخلقته من طين. You created him from earth.
This is another sign that he is created from
nar. He's created from fire. Now, in his logic, he made his point. You know, they say one of the Salihin once asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I want to see Shaitan. and I want to speak. I have some questions for him. So Allah said, okay. Anyway, this righteous person came out from the masjid, an old man coming towards him. Very bad form. When he approached, he sensed the fear in himself. He said, who are you? He said, I am the one who you asked Allah to meet. Because we know that Shaitan would come in the form of human being. When he went to Hajar and he went to Ibrahim, he was in, they could see him. So he said, may the curse of Allah be on you. Why did you not prostrate to Adam when he asked you to prostrate? When Allah asked you to prostrate to Adam? He said, well, you are a knowledgeable person and you are, you know, a believer. Is it befitting that anyone prostrate to other than Allah? This was what the shaitan said. So the man, he said, oh, I don't have a comeback for that. It's true, right? We only prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then he said, Allah inspired me to say that this was a command of Allah. If Allah asks you to prostrate, then you have to prostrate. It is not for you to choose who you prostrate to, and you say no, but no. Allah asked you to prostrate, you have been commanded to prostrate. The way Umar radiallahu anhu, when he walked by the Hajar Aswad and kissed it, he said, I know that you are a stone, you do not benefit, you do not harm, but I saw Rasulullah kissing you, so I have to kiss you. I have no choice. And actually in this, they say that Ali radiallahu anhu came behind Umar and he said, no Umar, it will benefit and it will harm. It will testify for you or against you on the day of Qiyamah. So don't say it is without benefit. There is a benefit in it. The istilam of Hajar al-Aswad. Anyway, and so he said, I am better than he. But what he didn't realize, even the angels are better in creation. They created from light. They're still prostrated. This is number one. Number two is that he sought to do what? To honor himself. Greatness. But he humiliated himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was ousted from the mercy of Allah. Why? Because he was not obedient. He used what? They say he used his aql against the naql. What some Muslims often? Oh, we don't understand. What is the meaning of this? This doesn't make sense. Why is this haram? This doesn't make sense. Why do I have to do this? Right? Why four rak'ah in dhuhr? Why not two in dhuhr? Why two in fajr? Why not four in fajr? Right? So using the mind, yes, the mind is a tool to understanding the command of Allah, but it is limited in its capacity. Right? So anyway, he refused. Istakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he said, inni a'lamu ghayba samawati wa a'lamu ma tubduna wa ma kuntum taktumun. Some mufassirin say this is the meaning, that Allah wanted to display that Adam, Shaitan, Iblis, with all his worship and all his righteousness and piety, inside he is kafir. And perhaps Iblis did not even know it. Up to that point, Iblis may not have known that Allah is going to command me to do something and I'm not going to do it. This is why the righteous servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always afraid that it may be Allah will not accept, or it may be that I will disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such disobedience that it's going to cancel out all of my worship. And so they say that Shaitan worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a number of years. Some say, you know, thousands of years. That he did not leave, you know, a place on the face of this earth except that he worshipped Allah in it. And this is why he was elevated to the company of angels, because the angel said that, Ya Allah, look at this servant of yours. He's worshipping you and he is like as obedient. And the other creation are causing problems and corruption. So we want him to be in our company. So Allah granted them their wish. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. So they say, obviously here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not mention the creation of Hawa. He mentions it in, for example, Surah An-Nisa, خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. He created you from a single soul, Adam. And from Adam he created Hawa. They say that Adam alayhi salam, after Allah created him, before he entered paradise, he felt sleepiness, and so he slept, and Allah extracted from his, he removed a rib from his rib, he extracted Hawa alayhi salam. Why was Hawa created from Adam? They say that Hawa created from Adam in order to create a connection between the two. And so man's life will not be complete without a woman, because a woman is actually a part of him. And so anyway, Adam alayhi salam wakes up and he sees Hawa, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? He conducts their marriage. Right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conducts their marriage. So they become what? He says that this is your wife. Because this is what we are doing. The nikah is before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take so and so as my wife, I take so and so as my husband, and two witnesses. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, Zainab used to say to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you will all married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on earth. I was married to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Allah from above the heaven, because Allah says فَلَمَّا قَضَى زَيْدٌ مِّنْهَا وَطَرًا زَوَّجْنَاكَهَا. That when Zayd ended his marriage with Zainab, then we gave you Zainab in marriage. Right? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Hawa to Adam in nikah, in marriage. And so, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said أُسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. We caution, O Adam, live with your wife in paradise. And eat as freely as you please. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. You are free to eat as you please. وَلَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. But do not approach this tree. فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Or else you will be wrongdoers. The first thing to point out here, that we know that Adam was placed in paradise. How long was he placed for? It was moment of part of a day. Some mufassirin say that from Asr until Maghrib. But anyway, it was for a short time. Now the question is that mufassirin have a debate. We don't want to get into it. It's not important. But they say, is this paradise the paradise where the believers are going to go? If that is the case, then when a person enters paradise, they do not, Allah says, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. They will remain therein eternally. So how can it be that Adam was placed in paradise and then taken out? The one who enters paradise does not come out from it. Right? And so because of that, some claim that actually this paradise is different. It's a paradise on earth. But if you think about it, Rasulullah ﷺ entered paradise and came out. He says, I saw places in paradise. Right? Who says that if a person enters paradise, they cannot come out of it? Yes, if a person enters paradise after Qiyamah and after judgment, they will not come out of it. This is Allah's promise. If you enter paradise after Qiyamah and after the judgment, you will not come out of it. We know that, for example, the Shuhada, Rasulullah ﷺ said, the souls of the Shuhada are in beds that are what? Flying in paradise. But they will have to come out of it when it is Qiyamah, because they have their soul have to join their bodies and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the idea to say, well, no, maybe it is a different paradise. No, because Allah said Al-Jannah. He did not say one paradise, one garden, some garden. He said the garden. وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. And we know when you have Alif Lam, if you say Rajul, a man. When you say Ar-Rajul, it means the man. And so when Allah is saying Jannah, He's already described Jannah before in Surah Al-Baqarah. Right? He already said to us, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. That those who believe and do righteous deeds will enter paradise. Okay. Live with your wife in paradise and eat as freely as you please, but do not approach this tree. One tree. You are free, everything else. This shows what? That the nature of the command of Allah, when He restricts you, He actually gives you a lot of, what is the word? Alternative. There is more alternative than what you are being prohibited, what Allah has made forbidden. Because, you know, yes, you know, now when you go out, you say, oh, haram is everywhere. But there is only a few types of haram. Especially when it comes to feeding. Allah says, قُلْ تَعَالَ وَأَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا. In what has been revealed to me, the only haram is إِلَّا أَن يَكُونَ مَيْتَةً, something that has died a natural death, was not sacrificed and slaughtered, أَوْ دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا, flowing blood, أَوْ لَحْمَ خِنْزِيرٍ, or the meat of a swine. And then in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made alcohol haram. These are the things that are haram. Yeah? And so, halal is widely available. But when a society is corrupted by shaitan and by evil people, then haram becomes abundant. And when haram becomes abundant, it seems like there is no halal. It seems like the halal is. But Allah Azza wa Jal says, قُلْ لَا يَسْتَوِي الْخَبِيثُ وَالطَّيِّبُ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكَ كَثْرَةُ الْخَبِيثُ. When you see evil and filth in abundance, it cannot be more than good. Good is widely available. Anyway, Allah says, don't approach this tree. We don't delve into what sort of tree it was. It doesn't matter. Right? We do not know what tree. And perhaps there is a wisdom of Allah in it. That if we knew this tree, we'll never eat from it. Huh? We'll never eat from it. And we'll see it as this. This is the cursed tree that took Adam out. Right? Or maybe some will be rebellious and will specifically eat from that. Yeah? So, it's not important. Allah said, do not eat from this tree. And if you do that, فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ, you will be wrongdoers.
What does ظُلْم mean here?
ظُلْم is going beyond the limit. Yeah? And so you are going to do injustice to yourself. You don't do injustice to Allah. You're doing injustice to yourself because you are in paradise. You are living in pleasure and enjoying. إِنَّ لَكَ أَلَّا تَجُوعَ فِيهَا وَلَا تَعْرَى, Allah said to Adam. You will never feel hungry in it. You will never go without clothing in it. لَا تَظْمَأُ فِيهَا وَلَا تَضْحَى. You will not go thirsty. You will not feel, you will not feel any pain from the sun, right? The heat of the sun. So he ate from the tree. He was taken out from all of these pleasures. So he has wronged himself. Why? Because Adam alayhi salam explains this dhulm. He said, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Ya Allah, we have done wrong to ourselves. Not to you. We've wronged ourselves. We were in na'im and bliss. And we came out to what? Difficulty and hardship, dunya.
Dhulm here could be that you are taking something that you're not supposed to take.
Yes. Yes, you are transgressing the limit or exceeding the bounds in that you are extending your hand to something that is not permissible for you, you're not allowed. Good. فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. But shaitan deceived them. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَ فِيهِ, leading to their fall from the blissful state they were in. Shaitan deceived. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the responsibility on what? On Adam. Why is he mentioning shaitan? Allah is telling us, firstly, shaitan did not want to prostrate when I honored you. Secondly, because Allah has mentioned what? His obedience and the obedience of His messenger and to obey revelation. And now He's telling us that disobey shaitan. Because firstly, shaitan considered himself better than you and he did not prostrate to you when I commanded him to do so. And then Shaitan was the cause of your father Adam and your mother Hawa to be driven out of paradise. And Allah very clearly says this. He says, "Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytanu kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah." Do not be deceived by Shaitan the way your parents were deceived by Shaitan. Adam and Hawa were deceived by Shaitan. Take him as an enemy. Inna ash-shaytana lakum aduwwun, he's your enemy. So Allah is telling us now, because this is what Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah intended for Surah Al-Baqarah to be the first surah after Surah Al-Fatiha. So it begins with what? Explaining the purpose of creation. Explaining the duty of the human being is to obey Allah, to worship Allah, to follow revelation. And he is explaining the beginning and the inception of Adam alayhi salam, how he was created, and how what the his enemy, that your enemy today, is an old enemy. He has been your enemy from your first moments of existence. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنَهُ. Shaitan deceived them. They said, deceived them. How? They said, well, how did Shaitan deceive Adam alayhi salam and Hawa? That Adam alayhi salam has not experienced a lie. Adam forgot the command of Allah. You see, it's different between Shaitan. Shaitan, Allah said, prostrate, he said, no. When Allah said to Adam, eat from whatever and don't eat from this tree, Adam accepted this command. He says, yes, ya Allah, okay. This is your command, I accept. But then Adam what? Nasiya. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ عَهِدْنَا إِلَىٰ آدَمَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَنَسِيَ. He forgot the command of Allah. This is one. He forgot that Allah said, don't eat from this tree. Secondly, Shaitan came along and he said, oh, هَلْ أَدُلُّكَ عَلَىٰ شَجَرَةِ وَمُلْكٍ لَا يَبْلَىٰ. He said, you are in bliss, but if you want to be in this bliss eternally, eat from this tree. And you will have a kingdom that will never end. Now, how did Shaitan get to Adam? Mufassirin, you know, Allah doesn't say. He didn't say how. He said, well, Allah said that قَالَ فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا. Shaitan was pushed away from the heaven, let alone paradise. How did he get to Adam? Adam is in paradise. So here, some mufassirin, they have differences of opinion. Some say that who says that Shaitan has to be with you in person in order to what? Allah has given him the ability to make waswasa, and you hear that waswasa and you act on it. Example of this, Ibrahim alayhi salam made adhan of Hajj. People here who heard the adhan of Hajj, they are performing Hajj until the day of Qiyamah. Not necessarily that you have to be there and listen to the call, right? This is one possibility. Others say no. Allah said that Shaitan cannot be honored through entry into paradise. But what we know from Israeliyat, there is a claim that Shaitan entered into a snake and then the snake entered into paradise and then all of this. But is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not aware? Is he deceiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Anyway, it does not matter how. Whether he entered with his physical body into paradise to make waswasa to Shaitan, or that he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you that the cause of this, it was initiated by Iblis. That's what we need to remember. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُ. He deceived them by making them a promise that is a false promise. And this is what Shaitan is doing to us today. Allah says, وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. Do not let the chief deceiver deceive you about the promise of Allah. Allah's promise is truthful one. On the day of Qiyamah, they say Shaitan is going to make khutbah, sermon. And he says, people, to the people who followed him, he said, listen to me. Allah made you a truthful promise. You did not accept the promise of Allah. I made you a false promise. I lied. I deceived you. And you followed me. Don't blame me, blame yourselves. I called you and you accepted my call. I cannot help you, you cannot help me. There is nothing that can be done. We are all in hellfire. I don't want to take your responsibility, and I don't expect of you to take my responsibility. Everyone is responsible for their own choice. فَأَزَلَّهُمَ الشَّيْطَانُ عَنْهَا. And so, why did he do? Why did Shaytan deceive? This is what that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, remember he says, Allah says, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَىٰ. Allah seals. Shaytan is going on that, and so you see that actually the iman of Shaytan is not a complete iman. Is not the iman of a mu'min, a believer. Because he's blaming Adam. Why is he deceiving Adam to come out from paradise? He's saying, oh, because of Adam I went. No, it is Allah has destined it. It has nothing to do with Adam, number one. Number two, you are responsible for disobedience, not Adam. Adam has nothing to do with this. Allah said, prostrate to Adam. Adam did not ask for prostration. Adam did not ask the angels to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the angels or Iblis prostrate to him. But Shaytan held it. Why? He has to blame someone. He doesn't want to blame himself. Obviously, he can't blame Allah. And so he does what? He blames Shaytan. So the second sin is what? That Shaytan committed is that he deceived Adam alayhi salam, and he brought him out. He became the cause of Adam's disobedience. Instead of doing what? Instead of saying, well, I've disobeyed Allah, you know, maybe I should find a way to seek forgiveness from him. He justifies himself. Adam alayhi salam, when he commits the mistake and Allah says, Alam anhakuma antil, did I not warn you about this? Adam says, Ya Allah, I accept. Zalamna anfusana. So he recognizes and he seeks forgiveness. Whereas Shaytan, he does what? So there is no tawbah, right. Number one. He does not acknowledge his mistake. He says, no, there's no.
He blames Allah for it.
Yeah. He blames Allah for it. But he blames Adam. But he blames Adam. أرأيت هذا الذي كرمت علي. That this, and he's doing this not only against Adam. He's doing this against Allah. Because he says to Allah, this one, you honored him more than me. I will show you what I will do to him. So he's competing with whom? Not with Adam only, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying to Allah, why did you honor Adam more than me? Why? You have no right. قال أرأيتك هذا الذي كرمت علي لئن أخرتني إلى يوم القيامة لأحتنكن ذريته إلا قليلا. I will destroy his progeny. ولا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. You think that they are going to be grateful. I will not allow them to be grateful. So there is an audacity.
The honor was regarding
that he placed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam his khalifa, and he did not make Shaytan his khalifa. But the point is what? That you see, there was in Shaytan, his worship was not sincere. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unjust. All along he held ulterior motive. He had ill bad things in his heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought out through this command. So he was not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of humility and sincerity. No. He was worshipping Allah to get his way. He wanted something, and so he said, Ya Allah, okay. I will do as Allah wants. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he describes a type of people. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. This is Shaytan. Worshipping Allah on edge. If he's receiving blessing, then he's comfortable. Like Shaytan, he was elevated, taken into heaven, comfortable. He continued worshipping. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ. When he is tested, difficulty, انقلب على, he turns, his face away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the worship of Allah. Allah says, خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ. That person is at loss in dunya and in akhirah. Shaitan is at loss in dunya and in akhirah. All his work is what? His sole purpose of existence is to do what?
Mislead.
But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does what? Cancels out all of his work. Rasulullah said, you know this day of Arafah that is coming? Shaitan is seen wailing. Wailing, you know, wailing is crying with loud noises and throwing dust on his head. Why? He says, all year I have made these people commit sin, so much effort, and in a moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven them. So he's khasirat dunya, he's losing out here. All his effort is what? All his hard work is being cancelled out here in this dunya before akhirah. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. And another time they say that when a person reciting Quran and comes across a verse of sajda and prostrates, shaitan calls out that, woe to me, Adam was commanded to prostrate and so he prostrated and was successful and granted paradise, and I was commanded to prostrate and I refused and I will enter hellfire.
Was he not given a second chance when Musa alayhi salam asked him?
Yeah, this is a narration, but I don't think it's a strong narration. But anyway, they mentioned this to show the what, and you know, it's not far fetched, you know, seeing that he can challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then is that they say that
he was given chance because it was not instantaneous. Aba means to remain stubborn. So he was told.
Yes, we translated. He refused and acted arrogantly.
Because he was stubborn, that means he was told more than once to do it.
And
stubbornly refused.
Yes, and he justified his position. Yeah. He justified. But yeah, they say that. They say that in the time of Musa, I don't know, I read this somewhere, but I don't know of the authenticity of this narration. They say that Musa alayhi salam, Shaitan came to Musa and said, "Ya Musa, you are Kalibullah, you know, you speak directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask him about me. You know, any chance?" So Musa alayhi salam says, "Okay." He asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, "Ya Allah, Iblis is asking, is there any possibility of repentance?" Allah says, "Absolutely. No problem. Anyone who seeks forgiveness as long as they are alive and Qiyamah has not come, I have written I will forgive. But the condition is he has to prostrate. He has to go to the grave of Adam and prostrate." So Musa alayhi salam said to Iblis, he said, "Good news for you." He said, "What is it?" He said, "Allah said he will accept your repentance." He said, "How?" He said, "There is one condition. You have to go to the grave of Adam and prostrate." He said, "I did not prostrate to him when he was alive. I will prostrate to him dead." But Allah knows if this is true or not. The point is, Shaitan, you know, it should not be seen that, oh, poor guy, he was worshipping and he made one mistake and Allah. No. He harbored kufr and disbelief in his heart. It just did not come out. Allah was aware of it all along. Because you need to know that ulama say when Allah is pleased with someone, he is pleased with him before he creates him. And when Allah is displeased with someone, he is displeased with him before he even creates him. Allah doesn't wait for you to do the sin and then he becomes displeased. Allah already knows. Right? And so before creating shaitan, Allah already knew that shaitan is going to be Iblis and he's going to be removed from his mercy. Because of? His kufr. Number one, disbelief. Because he is denying Allah. Yes, he's acknowledging, there's nothing to, even the mushrik, acknowledging that Allah created is no big thing. Because Allah says, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. If you ask the mushrikeen of Mecca, who created the heavens and the earth, they will say Allah. Is there anybody else? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they did not deny that Allah is the creator. But they were stubborn, just like Iblis. Yes, we know Allah created. Who created you? Allah created us, of course. It is Allah who creates. But we want to worship all of these 365 alongside Allah. It is what? Just jahala, ignorance, and following what? Inna wajadna aba'ana, following the custom of the forefathers. Anyway, but shaitan deceived them, leading to their fall from the blissful state they were in. And we said, descend from the heavens. Ihbitu. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihbita, you two. Possibility of Adam and Hawa. Possibility that it is Adam and Shaitan. Right? Ihbitu, you are all sent, you are all going to be sent down to earth. Adam, Hawa, Iblis. And he said what? Descend from the heavens to the earth as enemies to each other. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Adam is an enemy to Shaitan. Because why? Shaitan sees that he was ousted from the mercy of Allah because of Adam. And Shaitan is an enemy to Adam. Why? Because number one, he deceived him and took him out of paradise. Number two, he made what? A promise to Allah that he will destroy his progeny and take them all to hellfire with him. بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرٌ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. You will find in the earth a residence and provision for your appointed stay. Residence, you will live on earth and you will have provision for the amount of time that I have decreed for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَلَقَّى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Then Adam was inspired with words of prayer by his Lord. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in contrast to Shaitan, Allah saw sincere tawbah in the heart of Adam when he realized. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the private parts of Adam became what? He was able to see them. And so he felt what? Haya, modesty. They say that he began running in paradise, looking for a way to cover himself. One. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw in his heart. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain people, even when they commit the most heinous of sin and the worst of sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still guides them. Why? You can't say, Ya Allah, but how this person killed hundreds of thousands of people? Doesn't matter. The hadith, the person killed 100 people. Among those people, he killed a monk, a worshipper of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saw what? That he is being misled by Shaitan. And inside his heart, there is sincerity. He wants to repent. He wants to return to Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Adam. Whereas in Iblis, when he disobeyed, this is the difference between Adam and Iblis. When Iblis disobeyed, there was no feeling of remorse. Right? No sorrow for disobedience. Adam alayhi salam had sorrow. So Allah inspired Adam. They say, Mufassirin say different words that he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them is, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Oh Allah, we have wronged ourselves. وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا. If you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. As part of this, they say, Mufassirin mentioned this, that Adam alayhi salam, after he committed this mistake, that he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, you know, is this mistake that I have committed, is it something that you had written for me, or is it something that I have done myself? So Allah said, no, Adam, I had, in my prior knowledge, I had known that you are going to. So he said, Ya Allah, since you had known, and this is all in your control, then I ask for forgiveness, and I ask for repentance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted, you know, the way that he presented it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Rasulullah has said that when Musa met Adam alayhi salam, and he said, Ya Adam, are you the one that because of your action we came out of paradise? So Adam alayhi salam said, I thought that you were from Ulul Azm min al-Rusul. Don't you know that Allah, when he decrees something, nobody can do? This was decreed by Allah. How can you question me about something Allah decreed before He even created me? Anyway, Adam alayhi salam sought forgiveness. Mufassirin say, this is only known to Allah, that Adam shed a lot of tears. Some say that he cried for and displayed tawbah and sorry. It's not just one moment he said, oh ya Allah, forgive me, and then that's it. No. He maintained in a state of tawbah for 300 years. They say that he did not, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Adam did not eat and drink for 40 days. Right? And he had no desire for Hawa for extended amount of time because he was in sorrow. Right? And so when Allah sees that sorrow, then Allah inspired him. Yeah? Allah inspired him because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. And this is one of the wisdoms of Allah, that He's going to create the Khalifa, is going to make mistake, but Allah is going to give him the ability to what? To repent, and Allah will accept his repentance because he is at-tawwab. Now, he's at-tawwab, he accepts forgiveness. Often, he accepts forgiveness all the time, in the morning, in the evening, throughout your life, Allah will accept your, but the angels don't commit mistake. So there has to be a creation that commits mistake. The creation before Adam, perhaps they did sin, but they did not repent. And so Allah created Adam who made the mistake, but also repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَتَلَقَى آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, this is what Allah is reminding us of, his blessing. He said, look, shaitan sinned, I threw him out. Your father sinned, but I inspired him with the words so that I forgive him. فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ. He accepted his repentance. إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Surely he is the acceptor of repentance, most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us more understanding and to give us the ability to repent from our sins and to accept our repentance. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdika.